The Long Patrol, Disc 7.
Chapter 38. Scorp the Ferris and a dozen or more rapscallions were out, foraging, roaming farther than they usually did. Scorp was pleased. They had slain several birds and in addition had two clutches of waterfowl eggs and a fat old perch they had found floating dead in a stream. They were seated in a patch of shrub that had a blackberry sprig growing through it. Although the berries were only partially ripe, the vermin crew readily picked and ate them, the reddish-purple juice staining their paws and mouths. Suddenly, a stoat pointed off to the left.
Over there! Three beasts! Look!
Rockjaw Grang dropped swiftly out of sight at the sound of the stoat's shout. He scurried off backward, bent double.
I ain't sure they got a proper glimpse of me. You'll have to bluff them, Midge. Good luck, you two!
Swords drawn, the rapscallions advanced on the pair. Midge muttered urgently to Tammo.
Remember, you're dumb. Leave this to me.
A moment later, the tip of Scorp's blade was touching Midge's throat.
Who are you? And where'd you come from?
Midge stood his ground fearlessly, curling his lips at the ferret.
I can ask you the same question, Bucko.
You ain't in no position to ask questions, ragged.
Scorp sneered back at him.
There was three of you. Where'd the other one go to?
Ignoring the sword tip, Midge shook his head pityingly.
If you've seen three of us, then you've either been swigging grog or your eyes are playing tricks on you. I'm Miggo and this is me matey, Berthel. There ain't no beast with us.
The stoat who first sighted Rockjaw scratched his head.
I'd swear I saw another, a big one he was, I'm sure of it.
Midge pushed Scorp's blade aside and grabbed the stoat, pulling him close.
So you're the one seeing three of us. Well, what a useless lump you are. I wager you don't even know there's a chestnut in your ear, do you?
Reaching out quickly, Midge gave the stoat's ear a sharp tug. The vermin yelped in pain, but his companion stood goggle-eyed, staring at the candied chestnut which the stranger had apparently pulled from the stoat's ear. Tammo caught on right away to Midge's trick. Sliding a candied chestnut from the pouch under his blankets, he hobbled past Scorp, who had lowered his sword. Midge noted what Tammo had done and gave the ferret a snaggletooth grin.
Look at your sword point, mate.
Scorp lifted the sword level with his eyes and found himself gazing at a candied chestnut impaled upon it.
But how did that get there?
Midge cackled as he performed a shuffling little jig.
And how did two of us turn up here when we're supposed to be three? I don't know, do you, mate?